During a news conference Tuesday, Morgan Tsvangirai said violence against members of his party, the Movement for Democratic Change, has continued unabated since the party won a majority of votes in parliamentary and presidential elections on March 29th. He blames President Robert Mugabe's ZANU-PF.
We won this election, and therefore only the loser has a score to settle with the masses. This is why ZANU-PF has set up bases across the country when the military rollout plan was unveiled. This country witnessed a de facto coup d'etat and effectively is now being run by a military junta.
The opposition says 66 people have been killed, 200 are unaccounted for, 3,000 have been injured, and 25,000 have been internally displaced by violence since the election. Tsvangirai said the MDC is not involved in any negotiations for a government of national unity and is preparing for the runoff.
There has been growing momentum on the question of government of national unity. Speculation is rife on this issue, with some saying negotiations are taking place. Others say an agreement has already been signed. The only difference being that Tsvangirai wants a government of national unity before the election, and Mugabe wants a government of national unity after the election. Nothing can be further from the truth.
But the opposition candidate did not rule out reconciliation after the runoff.
We have been on record as saying once the mandate has been given to us, we will form an inclusive government as a way of managing our transition. We are committed to this position, that the Kenyan model of government of national unity is not an option, because we as a people have clearly spoken. The people's choice must be respected.
Tsvangirai received more votes than Mr. Mugabe in the March 29th election. But according to official results, he did not win the 50% plus one vote necessary to avoid a runoff. Observers say even if Mr. Mugabe claims victory in the runoff election, he will find it difficult to claim a mandate after a vote undermined by campaign violence. That could make a coalition the only way to restore legitimacy. Meanwhile, Justice Minister Patrick Chinamasa says he is examining an amnesty for some criminals to make space in prisons for political offenders. The Attorney General's office has said it would no longer grant bail to people accused of inciting political violence. The only people known to have been accused of this offense had been victims of political violence, members of the Movement for Democratic Change. Peter Thornycroft for VOA News, Harare.